One more ha'ara related to the inyan of midos ha'mishkalos, which was the topic of already three dafin, peches, peites, and daf tzadik. There's a pasuk in Mishle. It's in Perik Yod Aleph. It's pasuk Aleph and pasuk Beis. Shlomo HaMelech said, Moizne Mirma, somebody that has a maznayim, but it's Moizne Mirma, meaning it's a maznayim that is fraudulent. Toyevas Hashem. What he is engaging in is toyeva. The Evan Shlema. But if somebody keeps an Evan Shlema, Ritzoynoi, then he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. And then Shlomo HaMelech continued. And he said, Boz Zodoin, Vayavai Kolin. If someone is going to have a Moizne Mirma, and someone's not going to have the Evan Shlema, then you know what's going to happen is Zodoin is going to come. Vayavai Koloin. And it's going to bring with it very, very terrible things. What's Pashup Shat in what Shlomo HaMelech is saying? He's saying that for a person to have Moizne Mirma and to not have an Evan Shlema is a very, very bad thing. Not just that. If a person is guilty of that, what it's going to lead to is Boz Zodoin Vayavai Koloin. It's going to lead to the enemy attacking. It's going to lead to Amalek, like Rashi says in Chumash. Rashi says, Loma Nismacha, the parasha of Midos HaMishkolis and the parasha of Amalek to teach you, Im Shakarta B'Midos, Hevidoyeg Migiri Oyev. And in fact, if you take a look at Rashi in Chumash, Rashi quotes these two psukim right here. Shlomo HaMelech also said it. Moizne Mirma Toyevas Hashem, the Evan Shlema, Rabbeinu Yoina, in his classic pirish on Mishlei, he says, I don't understand why Shlomo HaMelech had to say this pasuk of Moizne Mirma Toyevas Hashem the Evan Shlomo Ritzoin. The purpose of Sefer Mishlei is not to mention the Dayak Mitzvahs. The purpose of Sefer Mishlei is to talk about in Yonei Musar, in Yonei Midos, as in Midos Tovos, right? In Yonei Midos, that is the objective of Sefer Mishlei. So, Frank Rabbeinu Yoina, why then did Shlomo HaMelech throw in a halacha? It's Pesukim in the Torah, very nice, very serious Pesukim in the Torah, we know that. But at the same time, it seems to be a halacha, it's a din. Why is Shlomo HaMelech telling me a halacha? Musar, I understand. Midas Toivos and Midas Rois, yeah, that is what Sefer Mishlei is. But at the same time, this seems to be a halacha in the Torah, and if that's the case, why did Shlomo HaMelech, what chiddush do you have in this pasuk of Moizne Mirma Toivos Hashem Ve'Evan Shlomo Ritzoinoi that I don't know from Parshas Kedoshim, and I don't know from Parshas Kisetze? Zok Rabbeinu Yoina. It's muchach that there's some musr that's meant to be taken in this pasuk. And he says, I'm going to tell you what the musr is. The musr is that it's mavur in the pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that not only is a person not allowed to engage in these moizne mirma, but lo yia lecha bekischa evan ve'evan g'day lebekatana. You can't have in your kiss two size avonim. Lo yia lecha beveischa Eifa ve'eifa g'day l'vektano. You can't have in your bias two size eifos, right? You're not even allowed to have it. The Gemara says above the Metzia that you're over already mishas asiya. We started today's daf with a Tanya Namihachi Abraiso that says that even if you're using it as an avid shomei miraglayim, there's an isser shia. You're not allowed to have it in your house. That means the Torah was so concerned about midos ha'mishkolos that the Torah said not only are you not allowed to engage in them, but it's more than that. You can't even have them. Why? Because we're concerned that if you're going to have it, then at some point, you may dust it off, wash it off, even if it's mitunif, literally, and you may use it. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, this is a tremendous mussar. He says, because there are people that have bad midas, but they have self-control, and they know how to overcome their bad midas. A person's a balkas, but he doesn't get angry. Person is someone that's about gaiva, but he tries to act with humility. You have a person that's a shakran, but he works on himself and he tries not to tell a lie. That's a chashav azach, for sure. There's nothing to talk about. Tikkun amidos. But it's not perfect. You know why it's not perfect? Because if you have inside of you a tendency to be a shakran, if you have inside of you a tendency to be a balgaiva, if you have inside of you a tendency to be a balkas, then although maybe you're not engaging in those midas, but you're being over loyir l'cha b'kischa evan ve'evan g'day l'viktana. And you're being over loyir l'cha b'veischa evan ve'efa g'day l'viktana. Ktana. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was coming to say. He was coming to say, Moiznei Mirma Toivas Hashem. If we see in the Pasuk in the Torah that just having the Moiznei Mirma is already Toivas Hashem, like the Pasuk says, Ki Toivas Hashem Alekecha Koloisei Elo Koloisei Avel. Then you know what that means? That means we have to work on our midas. It's a Hoysofa, it's a Noifach in Tikkun HaMidas. That it's not enough that you exercise self-control. But if you have this impulse for bad midas, that's not enough. You have to uproot it, you have to eradicate it. You know why? Because in a shvach moment, what's going to happen is you may lose it, and then already you're going to be bali de kas, which is kol mina gehenim shaltim boy. And you're going to be bali de gaiva, which is tayav es Hashem kol gvalev. And you're going to be bali de sheker, which is one of the kitas that are not makabal the pnei shchino. So a person has to make sure that he doesn't even have the moizne mirma. Because even that itself is Tovas Hashem. Says Rabbi Yoina, that's the midah, that's the musa, that's what Shlomo HaMelech was coming to teach us. So I was thinking maybe al pi darkei shel Rabbi Yoina, you could say this in a little bit of a different nusach, and it's based on a beautiful maramakim that my shvager Yaakov Mel shared with me. It's in the Chidah, it's in his drashos on Mayadim, his sefer Dvarim Achadim. It's a Shabbos Shuvah drasha that the Chidah gave many, many years ago. It's Drush Yud Beis. But it just requires a tiny bit of an introduction. So yesterday we talked a little bit about what seems to be an anomaly in the parsha of the Midas and Mishkalis. First glance, you approach the parsha of Midas and Mishkalis, and it's a parsha of Gneva, Gzela. But at the same time, there are things that you find in this parsha that you clearly don't have in the parsha of Gneva and Gzela. L'man yarichun yamecha. Toyavas Hashem kol oisei eila. Loma nismecha parshas midas mishkalis la parshas amalek. Im shakarta ben midas hevidoyeg migiri ha'oyev. We spoke out the lashon of the Yalkut Shemoini that Moshe Rabbeinu said that why am I putting these two parshas together? Yidbak rosha l'rosha. We spoke out Rashi's lashon in parshas kedoshim where Rashi literally is mayrich, that someone that engages in these things, he's called Avel, he's a Sonoi, he's a Meshukitz, he's Cherem, he's Toyeva, he's Goyrim, to be Metames Ha'aretz, Mechalas Hashem, Mesalikas Hashchina, Mapos Yisrael Becherev, Maglo Oysa Me'aretz, and Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What's going on over here as it relates to this person that engages in Midas and Mishkal? So yesterday we said that it's clear that this is not just the Nisr, Gnev and Gzela. In fact, we said that it seems from the Targum Unklus, always a good place to start when you want to understand the parish of the Torah. And Rashi Ala Torah, also an amazing place to start, right? Ein lecha pshutay shol mikra, or as we said yesterday, drushay shol mikra, gedoy lo mizu. But the point is that if you look at Targum, you look at Rashi, it sounds like this is more of a parasha of Sheker than it is a parasha of Gnev and Gzela. Now it's intertwined with Gnev and Gzela and Oina, and a lot of other things. But the point is, really, Bishroshoi, it's a parish of Sheker. And we said, maybe that's a Yishuv to the Michas Chinuch's Kasha. The Chinuch says that when it comes to the Isra, Midas, and Mishkal, there's no Shira Pruta. I thought, by Gnev and Gzela, there's always a Pruta. The Teretz is, this is not about the Ben Adam L'Chaveri so much. It's not so much about the fact that I took somebody's thing. It's about MS versus Sheker, being Erlich versus being dishonest. We said that maybe this is a little bit of an etzah to another Michas Chinuch's Kasha. The Rambam says that if someone is over Midas HaMishkolas, even with a Nachri, he's over the same exact Loisaseh. Even though when it comes to Gezel Akum, it's a big Shailo, what the Shitas HaRambam is. The Teretz is Gezel Akum is about Digzela, taking Yenim's thing. Taking Yenim's thing. Maybe Akum is different. But over here, it's about the person himself. It's about his Midas HaMS, his Midas HaSheker. We spoke out the Maral, who says it, you know, Kedarkoi and his Machshavet de Genosach. But the bottom line is that, yeah, for sure this is a parasha of Sheker, it sounds like, as opposed to a parasha of Gneva Vigzela, which means it falls into Kachakronim, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chaysama is MS. But it's still, we didn't answer the idea of why it is that this parasha of Midas and Mishkolos is so chamor. And I saw the Chassam Sofer in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah. This is in Parshas Balak. So Balak is hired as a hitman to go after Klal Yisrael. And then he says, Lo yuchal lavar espi Hashem aloi koi, lasois ketana oi gedoyla. So if you look at the Mesorah on that pasuk, so what's the Mesorah? So the Mesorah tells you certain words that appear infrequently in the Torah, and it matches Gzeira Shava style, right? Where you find other places in Tanakh that this word is mentioned. So the Mesoira says, G'doyla Mole Dalet. There are four places in the Torah where you find the word G'doyla Mole. So again, Bilam said, So says the Mesoira, there's four times where you find the word G'doyla Mole. This pasuk, this is who talking? This is Bilam talking. The next is in Parshas Vaaschanan. Val ha'oretz heracha es ishoi ha'gedoilo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you his fire. What's the context over there? The context is Maimed Har Sinai. The third place is lo yilecha beveischa efa ve'efa gedoilo k'tana. And the fourth place is lo yilecha bekischa even ve'even gedoilo k'tana. So there's four places in the Torah where it says the word gedoilo male. Balak and Bilam. Bilam says, when referring to the Ishay HaGedoyla by Har Sinai, Eish is Gedoyla. And then in the parish of the Midas and Mishkolos, you shouldn't have an Eifa ve'Eifa Gedoyla Ketana, and you shouldn't have an Evan ve'Evan Gedoyla Ketana. Says the Chassam Sofer something scary. It says, Yoimana, ki ha-meshake be-mishkolos u-midos gora mikol oivrei avera. He says, someone that is guilty of this avera, it's the worst of all the averas. Why? She'en lo hana afilu l'sha. Because he has no hana. You know why he has no hana? Kilo yuchal laver es pi Hashem, be'inir parnasa haketzuva, laso es ketano egdoilo. Because really, you can't change your parnasa, not ketano and not gdoilo. Vim kei, memonav shach eno marviach, bozeh hagedoilo. So he's not going to get gdoilo, he's not getting more. You're not getting more by cheating somebody, because you're going to end up getting what you're supposed to get anyways. The only gdoilo you're going to get, says the Chassam Sofer, is elo ishay hagedoilo. Lirish gehenem. Alkein hizel oyeh beveischa efa ve'efa gdoilo ktano. See, he says, what's the shaykhis between the gdoilo of the even, the gdoilo of the efa, the gdoilo of the eish, and lo yuchal abis pi Hashem alikai lasis ketano gdoilo, that a person says, I'm going to make an efa gdoilo, I'm going to make an even gdoilo. Why? So I'll have gdoilo, I'll have more. Teresi, you're not going to have more. Because lo yuchal abis pi Hashem alikai lasis ketano gdoilo. You can't change what's destined for you. Barash Hashanah, right? Is ktsuvim loy mizayin oisav shaladam. This is it. Whatever you're supposed to get, you can end up getting. The only gdoilo you can get is the ishay gdoilo. But regardless, again, this is just another marumakin that brings out how chomer this Indian is. But why? Why is this so chomer? So the Chida said a davar nifla. He said a davar nifla. We just recently spoke out from the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Gimel, based on the Gemara that we learned together a few weeks ago. Bava Basra Daf Ayin Chesam Abeis. The pasuk says, Al Kein Yoimru HaMoishlam BiYitzram Boyu Cheshvoin. Bow nechashev cheshbayne shalaylam. Hefsin mitzvah keneged tzchara, uschara vera keneged afseida. And the Ramchal, Bulashayni Hazov, is very mayrich in Perek Gimel, and he says that the people that are giving this advice of boyu cheshbayne, you should make a cheshbin of your mitzvahs and averas. You should make a cheshbin of what you stand to profit by doing a mitzvah, what you stand to lose by not doing a mitzvah, what you stand to gain by doing an avera. And what you stand to lose by doing an Aveira. Who's the one that's giving this advice? It's the Moishlam B'Yitzram. And says the Ramchal, these are the only people you want to hear from. Because someone that's struggling with something, you don't go to for advice. Who do you go to? Someone that has success in a certain area. So he's been there, done that. He's already climbed the mountain. He could tell you what you need to look out for. He knows all that Kuli Upshuri. So says the Ramchal, if the people that were Moishlam B'Yitzram are telling you, Boyu Cheshvay, that what you need to know is that's what you should do. And if you want to be successful in your Avodas Hashem, what you need to do is Bayu Cheshvan. And then the Ramchal says again and again and again, he says that if this is what they're telling you to do, that means this is what you need to do, and this is the only thing that's going to work. Just to read one excerpt. V'ro'u v'yodu sheze levadai hu aderecho amiti lahagia ha'odam alatoy v'ashom levakish v'loi zulazeh. That the only way a person can be successful in his avodas Hashem is if he's a boyu cheshvan. If he knows how to cheshvan good. If you make a cheshvan and you say, this is what a mitzvah is worth, this is what I'm going to lose. This is what averes, this is what I'm going to lose. If a person knows how to cheshvan good, then he has a fighting chance. Otherwise, he doesn't. And then, of course, Ramchal brings his mashal with the gana mavucha, Giardino Giusti. We had a lot of fun with that. But the bottom line is, says the Chida, doesn't quote the Ramchal, but based on this inyan of Bayu Cheshbon, that the only way that a person can be Matzliach in Avodas Hashem is if he listens to the Moishlim B'Yitzron, the people that already climbed Mount Everest, and they're telling you, this is the only way that it's going to work. So he says, a person that has a Moizne Mirma, a person that when it comes to making calculations, and when he measures things, he doesn't measure in the appropriate way, he doesn't measure in the proper way. You know what happens? If his measurements are off, what's going to be when it comes to Bayu Cheshbon? He's not going to know how to Cheshbon then either. A person that's Erlich with Yenim is going to be Erlich with himself. And a person that understands that when you measure and you weigh, you're Erlich and you're objective and you think about it and you work it through and you don't rip anybody off, you're not going to rip yourself off either. And if you do that, you have a puncher's chance. If, however, you're going to be someone that's not going to be Erlich, you have an Evan ve'Evan, you have an Eifa ve'Eifa, when it comes to being honest with yourself, you're not going to be a person that's not Erlich is not Erlich, and he's not Erlich with himself. And if you're not Erlich with yourself, and you can't look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself and see what road you're going on, and what your actions are like, and what kind of Cheshbon HaNefesh you are or aren't making, a person that has Midas HaEmes in his bones is going to be Erlich with himself. The reason the parish of the Midas and the Mishkol said the Chidah and his Shabbos Shuvah Drasha is so chomer, it's not so much because you're taking something from somebody. That's Geneva, that's Gzela. Yeah, this parish, that's terrible. This parish is in the Torah for that. But when a person is not Erlich, what chance does he have? You're not going to be honest with yourself. And if you're not honest with yourself, you can't make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Because your maznayim, your Cheshbon is going to be out of whack. Because you're going to have an Evan ve'Evan, G'dayla ve'Ketana, and an Eifa ve'Eifa, G'dayla ve'Ketana. You don't stand a chance. The only way you have a chance is if you're Erlich. The biggest problem we have is we're not honest with ourselves. We're just not honest. We just make believe. We, you know, take things and we sweat them under the rug. And we don't look in the mirror. And we're not willing to sit and have an honest, meditative conversation with ourselves. And it comes from the fact that we're laced with sheker. Because people that are Erlich, people that are emistig and mentioned, they're emistig with themselves. And people that know how to take them as naim, and they know how to look at it, and they could look at the schar mitzvah keneged hafscheda, and they could look at the schar oynish, and they know how to make that cheshbon, they're going to do it with themselves. And if they do it themselves, then they're going to be matzliach. The inyan of the midas and the mishkalis is something that is so critical to avodas Hashem. Not so much when you're measuring cumin and pulpulin, like in today's daf, but it's when you're measuring your avoinus connected your schuyas. Because one day the Eibush is going to measure the avoinus and the schuyas, and when he does it, he's going to do it in an erlich way, because that's going to be moiznei tzedek. The problem is that if we don't use our own Moiznei Tzedek for ourselves, then what's going to be? What's going to be when the Eibishter uses his Moiznei Tzedek? But the point is, said the Chidah, that's the chaymer of the Indian of the Midas and the Mishkalis. In the world of Drush, it's because if you're not Erlich with Midas and Mishkalis, when it comes to fruit and vegetables, you're not going to be Erlich with Midas and Mishkalis when it comes to your own soul. And if you're not Erlich with yourself, that's a big problem. Because the only Eitz is Bayu Cheshbon. So when it comes to Cheshbonis, you have to be Erlich. Because that's the only chance that we have in order to be Matzliach. But Al Kopanim, it comes out that this parsha of Midas and Mishkolis, Shainemol is a Musadiga parsha. So Al Pi Darkish or Rabbeinu Yoina, albeit Benusach Achak Tzas, could be that's what's going on over here. Moiznei Mirma, Tayavas Hashem, the Evan Shlema Ritzoyna, that if you see that the parsha of the Moiznei Mirma is such a Chomerdiga parsha, it's something that's so intense, it's so significant, that it's Tayavas Hashem, and it's Bozodoin, Vayovay Koloin, it ushers in Am Molek. So says Shlomo HaMelech, you see what's going on over here? This is what you need to do. This is something that you have to be so careful for. You know, it's interesting. There's a pasuk earlier in Mishlei. This is in Perek Dal of Pasuk Chavav. It says, "Pales Magal Raglecha, the Chol Drachecha Yikoinu." If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Shkol Drachecha Hefsed Mitzvah Keneged Schara Uschara Veir Keneged Hefseda." The Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Ovis. So we always say that the Gaon's Pirish on Ovis is finding the scriptural sources to different Mishnayos and Ovis. And the Messiah is that he based it on Rashi in the beginning of Avakama that says, Ovis Kari Lahanad Chsivim Bekrabahedya, right? What's our Ba'ovis and Zigin as opposed to a Tolda? An Av is something that's Mefurish in the Torah. So if the Perik or the Masechet is called Avos, that means everything has a Makar. So the Mishnah says, V'havim Mechashev Hefsin Mitzvah Keneged Schara, says the Vilna Gaon. What's the Pasuk for this? He has three Psukim. Mishlei Perek Dalet, Palis Magal Raglecha, V'chol Drachecha Yikoinu, Pasuk in Tehillim, Chashavti Drachai Vashiva, and then of course, Bava Basrai and Chesam Adbeis, the Pasuk of Alkein Yomra Moshlam Bo Cheshman. But Shlomo HaMelech's Pasuk is one of the three Pesukim that the Goyim brings. Shlomo HaMelech already is teaching us this Yesoi. We know this from Mishlei Perek Dalet, Pales Magal Raglecha, Vechol Drachecha Yikoinu. He's saying it over here again, maybe. In Perek Yod Aleph, he's giving you this Musar of Moiznei Mirma Tayavas Hashem, the Evan Shlomo Ritzoinoi, Boz Zodoin Vayavai Kolin, Sezra Ben Yoina, this Pesukim in the Torah. I know this from only Chumash Rashi, and then the Parashas Kiseitze. The Teretz says, must be there's a Musar. What's the Musar? Rabbeinu Yoina said the Musar is that you see from here that if a person has a Shirish, a bad Midas, that in and of itself is a problem. Just like you find that you can't even have the two Avonim, you can't even have the two Ephos, even if you don't use it. Mishas Asiyah, even if it's an Abitchel Meimei Raglayim, it doesn't matter. If it's there, at one point you're going to use it. Fida Chida, a little bit of a different nosach. What Shlomo HaMelech is coming to say is, look at the Toyeva. Look how severe and how serious it is when a person engages in dishonest Moiznayim, dishonest Mishkolos. What does that tell you? That tells you that Bayu Cheshvin is so critical. It underpins our entire Avodas Hashem, like Ramchal says in Berak Gimel. That works. And only that works. That makes it pretty serious, pretty critical, which is why the Torah, in the world of Drush, took the Indian of Midas and Mishkolos so seriously.